to our last session of our science and technology working group creation discussion. First of all, I want to thank all of you for being here today and all of this weekend. Just a marvelous time. And I'd like to introduce to you one of our executive council members, Fat Zaidan. And she is going to talk about a unique opportunity to teach integration within a coherent biblical framework. So, welcome to Ifat.
Thank you for being here today. I chose to talk about interdisciplinary studies because that's an area that resonates very much with my background as a scientist. With the interconnection between all the sciences involved in science, as well as with the new movement towards offering interdisciplinary skills, starting at the university level. About 2 years ago, mostly during the pandemic, that we started thinking about why not offer a degree in interdisciplinary studies, a bachelor's degree to start with, and then potentially develop and offer a master's degree in interdisciplinary studies. So if I was to ask you, what do you think an interdisciplinary studies degree means? We're always very familiar with having majors or double majors or dual degrees, but what do you think an interdisciplinary study degree is? You can answer me. Raise your hand and answer me. You have the idea.
Yes, it sounds like the more traditional liberal arts degree or program, but hopefully with science filled in there as well, more so.
Very, very good. It is considered to be some sort of a liberal arts degree, but it gives the student an opportunity to develop what we call hybrid skills. And those hybrid skills are chosen from two areas of emphasis. And a good example would be if a student has a business and wants to learn a little bit about management, or wants to learn a little bit more about organizational leadership. How will they be able to do that in a university setting? So such a degree allows them to have that area of emphasis or that majoring in two different areas. So we began to offer that degree, and it's called interdisciplinary studies. And again, to go back a little bit of the rationale of why do we really think about interdisciplinary studies, we were actually inspired by a school in Greensboro, North Carolina, UNC Greensboro, where they have developed an interdisciplinary degree using what they call the T model. A T model is a model showing integrative skills that are such as design thinking, system thinking, and other core skills that the student would have to take, or these are core classes that the students would have to take before they choose to major in different areas. Now for us, we thought about offering the students a core understanding of interdisciplinary studies and then letting them choose the different areas where they want to emphasize and major in. It does secondly offer them an opportunity to develop their own customized degrees based on their own needs as professionals working or as students thinking about expanding their skill set. There's a great need for that in the job market today. How many of you as professors or as educators are also potentially doing management and administrative work as well? There's always a need for that hybrid skill set. We all took that, right? There's always a need for that hybrid skill set. And I know as a nanoscientist myself, when I wanted to understand my system and how it works, I had to pull information from various sciences and integrate that information and appreciate that relationship that exists between all sciences. It allows the students to also expand their focus, as I mentioned, from one area to more than one, to other areas. Now, the data shows that there's a great demand for interdisciplinary studies, and it is on the rise. It's not a huge demand, but it is on the rise. The studies show that graduates in IES have increased 27% from 2013 to 2016. So there's a greater notion towards that movement because there's a greater need for developing hybrid skills. And it has also shown that those with IES degrees are earning more nowadays than with just an associate's degree. So this is a little bit of background about why we chose to offer that interdisciplinary studies degree. But for the purpose of this talk is to show IES in light of a biblical perspective. And how does that connect? How does the interdisciplinary nature of this degree allow us an opportunity to integrate faith and to show it from a starting point that I call integration? So at the heart of interdisciplinarity, and we teach that in the book of interdisciplinary studies, and I teach that to my students, there's integration. What do we mean by integration? So if you were to come as an interdisciplinarian and you want to tackle a world problem that is currently challenging the world, this problem cannot be solved with one discipline. So as an interdisciplinarian, you're going to pull on various disciplines and various perspectives and integrate them into one solution. Integrate them together so you can analyze and fill up with one solution. A good example would be in the medical field. For instance, the early detection of certain diseases, and I can talk about that because that's something I work on. In order to develop devices that will allow you to detect disease early on, and that's critical, right? Critical for treatment to intervene and cure disease. You cannot do that with just relying on the biology. You do need a little bit of for my purposes, I had to pull from surface chemistry, from physics, from biology, from mathematical concepts at the nanoscale that have allowed us to develop such a system. So at the heart of interdisciplinarity, there's integration of knowledge from various perspectives. But in most programs nowadays, this integration is only referred to as a process. It's referred to as a methodology where scholars investigate these world issues, pull on these various perspectives, within a certain cultural environment and come up with a solution to an issue. And in such a way, when I began working on IES and formulating that degree and working also on creating the core courses for our interdisciplinary studies degree, me being in a Christian university, in a Christian setting, I started thinking, well, this is somewhat, as I reflect on other programs at other schools, this is somewhat denying the foundation, the epistemological foundation that relies on integration of the Bible. And in that integration can be a starting point, not just a process. It can be the foundation that we lay out to those students in the start of their career. And how did that help them? Why would I even want to do that? I would introduce that biblical foundation, that coherence that is already given to us through creation. But how would that help my students? And how would that help those interdisciplinarians that are going to go out in the world and do that research? So with that, the interdisciplinarian functioning from that foundation and understanding that integration is the starting point, it's going to have an easier life in making sure that they don't take one discipline as being superior over other disciplines. That's one. In a way that they will appreciate the interrelation that exists between various disciplines even more. And that's a challenge in interdisciplinary studies and interdisciplinary work. A lot of times, one discipline stands out more than other disciplines, and we tend to forget to very important insight that could come from another area of the sciences, social sciences, natural sciences, or any other discipline that could help us resolve an issue. So, with that in mind, and here is our challenge, and that was one of my challenges as a Christian scholar in IES, was to how can I frame that discussion? Because there is definitely, when they come into the classroom, they understand that integration relies only on that process and not on a starting point. And integration simply stated as a goal of engaging a societal project just to resolve issues. But the more foundational integration is already existing. It's already there. It's something that we can reflect on and use as we conduct our work. So instead of relearning a process, relearning how to do it, I believe that as a Christian scholar in IBS, my role would truly help the student flourish more in that area if they use that integration that is already given to us through creation because of its coherency, because of it's already showing that interrelational existence between all different parts of the universe. As a driving force for them to conduct their interdisciplinary work. This is why integrational, the foundational starting point, means that as I prepare my students to go on and choose their areas of emphasis, I want them to begin by understanding that this integration, this foundation, is constructed upon the truth of the Word of God. And being at California Baptist University, I have the opportunity to do that. I have the opportunity to reflect on that within the biblical framework and lay it as the foundation for interdisciplinary. Reflecting on the coherency of creation through that core force, we have that proper framework to operate because we understand that the given is already coherent. There's already coherent integration in all of God's creation. And so, with that in mind, we must return to the starting point to understand the gathered facts in any research work. And I say, I bring this to the ASA, and I bring this topic to the ASA because there's a great interdisciplinarity between the sciences. Not just business and management and education and psychology, but in all various fields, I believe you are trying to help your students develop hybrid skills that better equip them for the future workforce. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you to lay the foundation of integration, interrelation between disciplines based on the fact that we can correctly analyze and assess various insights only if we return to the author and finisher of all things. And this is the opportunity we have as interdisciplinary educators, as scholars, to teach hybrid skills by teaching the humble submission to thinking God's thoughts in correspondence with His first thoughts. As the foundation, that will teach the method and the starting point instead of just thinking of integration as a process that we have to be learned. And thank you. That was my talk.
I have a question for you. So, California Baptist University, how long has it had the IBS program in place?
And
that's new. So, how long did it take them to come to this conclusion to create a program like this? Were there rumblings decades before and just took a lot of attention?
Yeah, I believe Tom can chime in on this, but we had an IBS, but it wasn't an interdisciplinary studies degree in the past. We had more of a general education degree.
Well, there are various forms of that. I think this one was part of our online professional studies, whatever they were looking at students. I think the initial emphasis was students transferring in with so many units, wanting to get a bachelor's degree, but the ability to complete out that degree that they started, maybe we didn't have that. But can we add something onto it to allow them to comply to it? So that was one of the initial motivations, just getting students graduated.
Right.
And then you think philosophically, well, with the changing world, there's so many, I think graduate programs, when we recruit students to come and teach for us, recruit faculty, sometimes it's impossible to almost tell what are they? Because we're like in chemistry, we're recruiting an analytical chemist, organic chemist, a physical chemist, and we're still thinking the traditional areas. But all the graduate programs are nanoscience or biotech, where you're like, okay, what did you do that you can, how is that applied to what we're doing? So I think graduate programs are interdisciplinary within the sciences. This is interdisciplinary. Sorry, I didn't want to think of it. That's making fun of you.
Yes, that's very helpful. But IDS was inspired by that model that we saw at Waynesburg currently. And it really resonated much with the need in today's job market, students with hybrid skills. And a lot of our students in the online and professional studies that used to be the online and professional studies division were professionals who are working from out of school for some time, and they need another skill set to promote, to move further in various directions. That and that's when we started thinking, and I started thinking as I was designing these courses. You know, integration, we're teaching it, but integration already exists. So why don't we lay the foundation for integration? And it's a good opportunity for us to integrate our way into our teaching through IDS. Yes?
So I'm just interested, general studies or interdisciplinary studies at the universities I've been at is seen kind of negatively as kind of the catch-all for the kid who can't decide what he wants to do, and he's got, you know, within 5 hours of, you know, what the graduation requirement is. How did you guys change that conversation, or did you at your school, and then how do you go about marketing that to students who, you know, see the traditional model as the only way to do it, and this is kind of like the backup if I can't get done, but the university's trying to like push me out the door.
Yeah, so we had that degree before, that was a successful one.
Right.
So it kind of faded away. So when we came back to think about interdisciplinary studies, we wanted to stay away from that if you come with a lot of transfer credits, that you could just compile them, just take a couple more courses, and you can have a degree. No. The way it works is that students will follow a certain curriculum. And they will, of course, work with their advisors at the beginning to choose their two areas of emphasis. And there are a set number of courses that they have to take from these that have been already assigned for them. For instance, 4 or 6 courses from each area of emphasis. So we were aware of that being, you know, the general idea about general studies degree or interdisciplinary studies degree. And the way we market it and the way we introduce it to our students is totally different from just wanting them to complete the degree, but more so of helping them understand the value of hybrid skills that they need in today's workforce, and helping them understand how there's coherency and how they choose their disciplines. They need to choose them in a way that benefits their future career or wherever they plan to do next. Yes?
So in your introduction to IDS studies course that they all take, what would be some examples of what you call hybrid skills?
Yes. So when I talk about hybrid skills, I talk about, and there's specific assignments. So typically, when we create a course, we create a set number of assignments with clear instructions, standard for all students. In that specific course, because of its interdisciplinary nature, I created course assignments that are more flexible to meet the needs of that IDS student. So if you can imagine, I have various different students that are not on the same path to get their degree. Some have chosen business management, some have chosen something in the sciences or leadership. So I have created my assignments to be flexible to meet the student needs. When I need my hybrid skills, they're on their way to learn these hybrid skills. That would be at the beginning of their journey. So they will be reflecting on those hybrid skills. What are you trying to learn from managing that business? What do you want to get equipped with? And where are you taking this in the future? And so when you think about tasks and deliverables for these courses, how can we help the students reflect on what they're choosing to journey into? We bring up the term hybrid skills. This is why you're here as an interdisciplinary to develop these types of skills. I hope this answers your question.
I'm sorry, I came in a moment late and you might have laid out your program a little more. Is it interdisciplinary studies, broadly speaking, or is it just science?
So for now, for the time being, because we didn't have any fully online science programs, the online was developed to be fully online. So because we don't have fully online science programs, it was branching into other areas, such as communication, such as management, business. Those courses were really created and established as an online, in an online program. So what typically students come and do, they meet with their advisor, and they choose two areas that they want to emphasize on. And those are only areas that we already have existing as programs in our school. And so they would take the core course, which is at the beginning, the intro to interdisciplinary studies, and then go on with their schedule with those specific courses in our own areas.
At King's, we've recently introduced something that we call ISI, which is interdisciplinary science, and it's not online, but in that new degree, students choose also two areas of science, and our science choices are chemistry, biology, computing science, psychology, and math and physics together are the options that they choose between. And in addition to having a certain number of courses in the two of those areas that we focus on, they also have to have a certain breadth among all the areas of science. But I'm specifically interested, you know, just coming back to this integration with faith, if there is a specific point in the program, is it in the introductory course, or how you work this into your interdisciplinary courses, this integration with faith?
Yes, very good point. So there's faith integration throughout all of our courses. It's a major component as we design our courses, whether it's in communication and business and leadership, in English even. In any sort of course that we have, there's an interfaith integration component that we have in those courses. But for this, because you know, students are not going to be, IDS students are not going to be all in the same class, all in the same course. So we tend to take the opportunity at the beginning, the first course that they all have to take, to be an intro to interdisciplinary studies. That's the opportunity for us to lay the foundation. And that's not just because they're all taking that one, but because it's happening right before they branch into their various areas. And it teaches them integration throughout the way that it's given.
And do you use sort of reflective assignments, or is there some texts or other things that you do?
Absolutely. So we design some of the reflective assignments to have a faith component where students would reflect on their higher skills that they want to develop on their different areas, of different disciplines, from a biblical perspective. And also the introductory lecture and the introductory set of resources for the first week is all laid on this foundation.
It's great. And I might be in touch with you and get some new resources because we're just starting our this program
When they're finished, then would they say, I have a bachelor's degree in integrated studies regarding nanotechnology or business engineering? Did they add a definition to it in terms of something about these two major areas?
I believe that we may not have the major sounding degrees. But
then
there's
a
difference between bachelor's
and
master's
because we both offer both
bachelor's and
master's.
And perhaps in the master's they would have an
MS.
They would do
a definition
as well.
Yes.
You back?
Yes.
Yeah, so I work in research and based tech, and I would definitely say that my interdisciplinary skills, like a writer's philosophy and music, for example, helped me get a lot of the foot in the door, set me apart from the other candidates. But I still do feel that like hiring, in my experience, is a very narrow, like very cookie cutter process. And so my question is like, do you do stuff that, like internships? Because what I found is like that time that you're a student is like the only time where these internships are available. They're so precious. And then if you kind of like train them to not just kind of like game the interview process, but you just teach them how to like. And a lot of the topics you just do that. That's why they end up getting these like top careers or whatever. Like you train them to like practice through the internships and they get them. It's just like these internships are seriously like
very good point. So these programs start with a core interdisciplinary course, then they go and they choose their courses, but it also ends with a capstone project. And this capstone project is specifically developed prepare them to go out into the job market with skills. So one of the things is that we partner from the IDS partners with the Career Center, which is a wonderful center that we have on main campus, to help these students navigate these challenges, because they are IDS students, but this is fairly new. So how can they present themselves? How can they market themselves and highlight their years of experience and what they have gained scholarly and academically? And how can they present it on very well structured resumes? How can they present it to the professional network? So we're trying to help them in putting them better to choose the right job that they want to, and how can they present their skills better.
Yeah, but for me, like if I'm interviewing a candidate, I think their personal website is important.
Yes.
Like a portfolio, how they talk about their project, what they did and what they didn't buy. Yes. Like more than grades. Like it's almost grades. I mean, grades may be just kind of like a bare minimum, so I just understand that if they pass their classes, but like what they, even if they didn't have to be great, but they had amazing projects, I would be the person whose projects and the person would be great.
Very good point. One of the things that we teach them how to do is personal branding videos. Learn how to brand yourself in a video and try to put that resume that's 2 pages long. Try to put it in 5 minutes. It's going to be hard in a 5 minute video, but you'll be amazed at how creative they can get. They can stand up and with a camera on their face, or they're standing with their camera in front of them, and they brand themselves in that video, showing their skills, showing their years of experience. I've had a lot of students in IDS, believe it or not, that I have learned a lot from, because they're older professionals who have years and years of experience. And they sometimes ask me, it's very hard for me to combine all of my experience into a one-page resume. And I tell them, you don't have to, because this is value. This is value. This is what you're bringing into the job market. All of these years of experience need to be there and need to be highlighted.
We have time for one last question.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, you kind of answered my question. So the capstone is kind of like a thesis that demonstrates both their ability to integrate and their expertise as well.
Yes.
Because I'm actually in it. Similar graduate program in space studies. I mean, it's like everything from science to economics, public policy, and everything focused with their dissertation. So
this is a non-thesis path, but the capstone is not structured. It's structured similarly. They are given multiple opportunities in their capstone besides being equipping them to get ready to go out on the ground here, and also giving them opportunities to extensively and reflect on what they have gained. And how they are going to apply it. Reflect on your higher skills. How will you integrate it? So one major project is take a complex problem from today's world as your research project and show me how you can use your skills that you gain from these areas to answer that problem and resolve it through integration. Thank you.
Thank you.